Hi, friends. This is Mike with the Spirit Calls. Before we begin our episode tonight, I want to encourage you to get in touch with us, listen to this episode, and then get in touch with us with your feedback. You know, we depend on the feedback of those who tune in, because unlike streaming live on the internet, Facebook, YouTube, and so forth, we have no way of gauging who's tuning in, where they're tuning in from, and what impact we are having unless you make contact with us. So we hope that you will do that, and it will be an encouragement to us. You're going to hear our contact details at the end of the show. Please take a moment to get in touch with us and let us know what you think of this episode. It will be an encouragement and a blessing to us. Now, here is this week's episode, part one, on The Lifter of My Head.
Hello, friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazza.
And I'm Mike Piazza, and welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord. Fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord. Fill my cup till it runneth over.
Our series on the Man of Sorrows, which describes our Lord and Savior and how He is acquainted with our sorrow because of what He endured on the cross. This week, we'll talk about Rumrosh, a phrase meaning the one who lifts my head. It's used in the context of God, referring to His ability to lift up those who are feeling down, distressed, or burdened. If you are feeling down and out, let us introduce you to the one who lifts your head. Today, on Spirit Calls.
With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord. Fill my cup till it runs.
Psalm 3, 2 through 5. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. Are you feeling down, depressed, saddened, or in despair? I want you to know that I, Jesus, am always there. Do you feel that the cares of life are too hard to bear? I want you to know that I, Jesus, truly care. For I left the glories of heaven and died on the cruel cross to save women and men. I was rejected by those I had come to save. They crucified me and put me in a grave. I went through it all for you. So if it's sorrow you're going through, I can relate. Cast your cares upon me, and over time, the sadness will flee. For I am the one who lifts your head. Jesus, your Lord, Savior, and friend.
Thou, O Lord, are a shield about me. You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, are a shield.
One who lifts my head, the bestest loving caring man I ever met. Jesus came to earth to bring salvation and love and died a horrific, painful death on that cross. Jesus became human, all for you and me, to bring us hope and comfort and help and peace. Jesus was treated so badly and so poorly, not ever loved or appreciated by humanity. He was hated and rejected by those he came to save, so he knows all about discouragement, sorrow, and pain. And he went through the same trials we do. Went through the same temptations, too. So he knows how each and everyone feels, knows how heartaches and suffering are real. For he comforts you through sadness and tears, gives you peace through the storms and fears. He brings beauty out of the ashes and grief, brings healing and praises from our valley of weeping. He calms us when we're upset or angry, gives us clarity when we can't see clearly. He encourages us when we're down and bleak, gives us strength when we're weary or weak. He helps us and sustains us through all the trials. Here's an answer, every single plea and cry. For he loves you deeply and cares for you and is compassionate and empathetic with what you're going through. Just give him your cares and trust in him, and he will always take care of your situation. Ramrosh, the one who lifts my head, the bestest loving, caring man I ever met.
Hi, this is Mike Biazin of The Spirit Calls. Are you in need of a healing or a miracle from God? I have written a 31-day devotional that takes you through many of the healings and miracles of the Bible. Together, we'll go back in time and witness these events firsthand through the lens of God's Word. What did these people have in common who were healed? What lessons can you and I take away from these encounters? I encourage you to go online today and get your copy of Pressing In, 31 days to your healing or miracles. You visit our website, thespiritcalls.org. That's thespiritcalls.org.
Hi, friends. You're listening to The Spirit Calls. You're sitting around the table here with me, Mike Biazin, Lori, Charlene, and we are talking about Rum Rosh, the one who lifts my head. And our first question here today is our phrase this week is Rum Rosh, the one who lifts our head. What does this mean to you?
I know this is going to sound pretty simple, but have you ever just felt downcast? And you literally, you find yourself looking down at the floor, at the ground, just downcast. If you just take your head and lift it and look up to the sky, the clouds, or the stars at night, and you kind of start to feel a little better, that's what that this means to me. It's like lifting your head to God, and even if you may not feel like it, just do it.
Amen.
I also sometimes, and this may sound a little funny too, if I'm feeling sad, I'll just smile.
Amen.
I might not feel like smiling, but I'll just smile. And just the act of doing it starts to make me feel better.
Amen.
And I know that's a literal interpretation of the one who lifts our head, but try it when you're feeling downcast, and it might help you. I know it's helped me in the past.
You know, it's just so wonderful through all the years I've had the one who lifts my head with me. You know, he's just helped me all through my life, through all the, you know, through all the abuse, through all the suffering and pain and grief, you know. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful knowing he's right there through it all. Just so beautiful. Just so beautiful. And if people could only know, if they could only taste and see how God is so good.
You know, as you guys have been talking, I was reminded of something when my dad passed in 2014. It was in September of 2014. It was a busy ministry season. We were doing coffee houses and different things. And I remember different people were praying for my family at that time. And I could just sense the prayers, because a supernatural strength would come over me to do everything I was doing that at that time. And then that year, a song came out by For King and Country called Shoulders. And it talks about Jesus picking us up on his shoulders, and it reminded me of my dad. And so during that time, the Lord kind of was there to kind of, he lifted up my head. He made me think of him and keep my focus on him, and it was awesome how he did that during that season.
You know, you make me think of the time that my grandson passed 5 years ago, and he was right there with me. I felt his presence. I felt his arms around me, and it was so beautiful. So beautiful. He's the one that gets us through anything, if you only know, folks.
So when you cast your cares on Jesus, do your troubles just magically disappear? What happens?
When you cast your cares upon Jesus, it's like 1,000 pounds lifted off you.
Amen.
Right? Isn't it? You just suddenly feel comfort and peace.
Yeah.
You have a knowing that you're going to get through this, because I got my Jesus with me.
Amen. Yeah, I found with the passing of my father that, Jesus helped me through that grief, because I said, you know, someday when I pass, I'll get to see him again.
Amen.
And that lifted my head, because have you ever felt so much in grief that you just are holding your head in your hands and you're just looking down, you know? And I've been like that before, and he does lift our heads. And with that thought, I got through my grief. Although I have to say that my grief came in waves, and I would have to return again and again to Jesus. And what I found to be true is that I needed to get closer to Jesus, because the wave would come on me when I was drifting away, and the grief would come back so strong, and I would have to go running back to Jesus. And it got me closer to him, because I needed him all the time. And when you need someone all the time, you're bound to get closer to them. And that's what got me through it. So
that's so true. It doesn't mean that everything automatically becomes rosy and bright and perfect. It just means that we have someone there that's there for us any time, day or night, any hours. I mean, yes, we try to be there for each other that way, but in truth, we can fail each other in that, but Jesus never fails. We call on him. There's a song I remember hearing years ago. He's as close as the mention of his name, and whatever is going on in your life, you just mention his name. You don't have to have eloquent, long prayers or pray in the King James. You just say, Jesus. Speak his name, and you'll see a change in the atmosphere.
And Lori, I got to say to you, hon, if we loved much, we're going to grieve much. Because it's totally God that we're doing this today, because today's the last time I got to say goodbye to my sister until I see her in heaven.
Oh, amen.
And I remember I'd hug her, kiss her, and I'd say, love you, Mostis, love you. We'd go back and forth, and I know that was the Holy Spirit. So,
our verses for today are from Romans 8, 38-39. For I am persuaded that neither death, yes, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
That is a powerful verse, and you know, that really speaks to the relationship that we have with God. Once we say, I do, we give our heart and soul to Jesus Christ, there is nothing that's going to separate us from his love and from that salvation that he gives us.
Amen. Those verses are so, they're awesome verses. You know, such confidence was the writer, just like us. God is good. He does love us. He loves us unconditionally, unfailingly, forever and always.
I think it's also interesting to think of this verse in terms of our love for God and God's love for us through Christ Jesus, our love for Jesus and his love for us from what he did for us on the cross. It kind of goes both ways, and nothing can come between that. Nothing, not death nor life, all those things we mentioned. And it's a very powerful verse, and I like to come to it to remind me about how strong that bond is. And nothing, absolutely nothing I can think of can affect it. And that is security.
It's awesome. You know, something that we can be comforted by. So what do you think about the verse that we just shared, or the two verses, actually, that Lori read to you? Send us a note with your answers and your responses to mike@thespiritcalls.org. That's mike@thespiritcalls.org, and we will send you a CD of some of the music we play here. We will share your answers on an upcoming episode. God bless you.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us, and we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey
when the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too. Have a super duper blessed day.
Love for us, how vast beyond our measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, that father turns his face away as one. Sons to but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection.